Yes, it's another Dear 2 file, because God hasn't killed me yet. Dear 2, hey there, nice job on the letters so far. I like your answers, and many others seem to gain a lot from your point of view. Though, of course, there will always be those who hate you for some stupid reason. Well, of course, I have a good friend who does. No, not because you're gay. No, not because you're an atheist. And no, not because you're a fur. In fact, he's a fur himself. Anyway, he's one of these mini bloggers on the net and spends his time researching and writing about things that piss him off. It would seem that you have many things in common. Apparently not. He and many bloggers hate your way of doing things because you don't cite all your sources, quote unquote. I'd like to hear what you think about this. Personally, I think it's stupid. Your rants and letters don't need to be fully cited, and no matter how much I try to explain it like an adult, I get yelled at. From Mayor Salieri in Newport News, Virginia. Cite all your sources, blah, blah. You know who citing sources is for? People who are vomiting up ideas and quotes that some other fuckers have already said. That too. It's for people who want to be intelligent and witty but can't manage to squeeze anything original out of their face, so they just fake it and repeat some snappy-sounding shit that someone else was clever enough to come up with already. These are people who scour the news and internet for a problem they think is really supposed to chap their ass. Oh boy, this donut hole tax is really chapping my ass. My ass is red and irritated because it is so chapped. Now, look at how chapped my ass is over this. So, what am I gonna do now? I'm gonna go out and find some shit that's already been written about this and posted in my blog, and that'll make me powerful smart. Well, that's not having an opinion. That's being a record keeper. These social political bloggers are not warriors. They're fucking librarians. They're search engines with pants on. And you know, that may be okay for them. That's, you know, the blogging community has really got some attention from, you know, for the government for reminding them about things they've already said. But it's just not my gig. I'm not here to tell people what other people think of some shit. I've got my own ideas. Where the hell am I supposed to, you know, cite that barbecued baby flesh goes great with a French Cabernet Sauvignon? I'm the source. Me. That's my opinion. If you want to know what Bela Lugosi thinks of it, then go ask him. That's not my job. What does it sound like I'm writing a fucking essay here? I mean, am I actually supposed to stop in the middle of my rant and start rattling off webpage addresses and issue numbers of extremist periodicals, you know? That would make my rants about as fun to listen to as well their fucking blogs, wouldn't it? What, does this jackass honestly expect me to, like, you know, list where I found out gas prices were going higher? Or exactly how I found out New Orleans got sunk off the map? People really want to know where I find out about the issues I'm ranting about, then they can go to Google and study it themselves, because it's not the point where it's been listed. The point is that it's happening. So, in any case, thanks for sticking up for me there. I don't really need to cite my sources because I attack very encompassing social problems with my own opinion. Nobody else's. So there's really nothing to cite. Just tell your friend that I'm sure he's very good at expressing other people's opinions, but that's just not what I'm here for. Dear 2, not too long ago, a good friend made an interesting comment about you, which led to this question. What is the difference between ranting and whining? Just a small thing that got me thinking. Thanks loads. From Lupus Lupine, from New Milford, Connecticut. There is actually a very thin yet solid line between ranting and whining. Both of them are forms of complaining about a certain condition or situation, of course. But whining is done from the perspective of a victim. The focus of a whine is generally yourself and about what said condition or situation is doing to you. Now, you can rant or whine about the same situation, but the focus of a rant is not yourself and what it's doing to you, but the fuckers who caused the situation and what you're gonna do to them! A rant is done from the perspective of victimizing some dudes until they bleed from their assholes. In short, whines are a bunch of me and rants are a bunch of you. So, some guy says, why did they put mayonnaise on my pork chop sandwich? I said no mayo. I don't like mayo. It makes my mouth feel slimy and I don't like the smell. Now I will be sad. That's a whine. Did you notice all the me's and I's in there? There's a lot of them. But a rant is all about you. So if you hear a guy say, you put mayo on my pork chop sandwich, you must be fucking deaf. Do you like mayo? Then let's see if you can eat it with your fucking eye, you minimum wage fuck troll. How do you like it? Is that your family over there? Well, that's why you like mayo so much, because they're so fat they're sweating it! You slather your mother's butt crack sweat on your fucking ham sandwiches, don't you? Well, you know what you can do with your mayo? You can get on a treadmill, sweat about 12 pounds of mayo, and then you can shove it up your ass and keep it up there until it's rancid enough to summon fucking Satan. Then you can go and... I'm sorry, What happened to me there? I can't help it. I'm just... Anyway, you get the point. And of course, there is a third form of complaining also that focuses on neither yourself nor the ones who caused the problem, but just the situation itself, and aimlessly goes on and on without coming to any resolution, better known to you and me as bitching. So remember the three kinds of complaining: whining, bitching, and ranting. And now you know. and knowing is half the battle. Dear 2, what's it really like to be popular with furry and have all those fans? Do you think any more new furry artists can become noticed in the fandom like some of the big names now without being imported from Japan with super anime art action? From Alex from New Brighton, Pennsylvania. What's it really like to have the fame? Well, let me tell you, man, it's awesome. I mean, it's like you suddenly look up and you realize that you are completely alone. At least, that's how it feels a lot of the time. You go and you do your thing and people love it and you love doing it, you know. But then at the end of the day, you find yourself, you're sitting alone in your room and just a normal person with feelings and ideas and dreams, and it doesn't seem like really anyone really understands you. You know? And you keep thinking, you know, damn, how the hell did this happen to me? And you don't know how this happened to you. You just woke up one morning and it was that way, and it just it can be lonely. It really can. But then suddenly, you know, the proverbial lights come up again and suddenly you've got a mic in front of your face and you realize
that you enjoy doing this more than anything in the world. It's worth any price you could pay, and you wouldn't have it any other way because it feels like what you were always meant to do. And sure, there's plenty of room in the fandom for new furry artists to get noticed. It happens every year. Some artists move on and retire, and new ones come in and to share their particular style with the fans, and it's all good. So yeah, if you planned on, you know, go for it. There's always room for more. Dear 2, I'm currently a student at a high-pressure culinary school, and among my peers, there's a lot of alcohol and drug use to cope with the stress of the school. I, however, have consistently turned to anime and video games as my outlet. However, I love humor that pokes fun at said fandoms, such as your anime rant and somethingawful.com's knock on furries. Does this mark me as hypocritical to love something yet to laugh at it simultaneously? And what's your opinion on SA's commentary on the furry fandom? From at the New England Culinary Institute in Essex, Vermont. I think SA people are absolutely adorable. They're like adorable little anger pies, and I just want to eat them all up. I mean, you think the people who dress up as animals are big furry fans? These guys devote nearly every waking moment thinking about the furry fandom. They're the most avid furry fans on the planet. The fact that they're bitter, rejected, sad little people doesn't change the fact that they're huge fans. It just makes them so cute. As for their commentary on furries, it doesn't seem to be much more than some guy posting bits of, like, furry live journal entry and then saying, huh? Duh? Gah? Blah? If this is the best commentary the guy can dredge up, then I'm sure he'll be running on the Republican ticket in 2008. However, I do think the reason there are so many furry bashers is because the fur fandom doesn't know how to laugh at itself. There's nothing wrong with that. You have to learn to laugh at yourself, especially if you're a grown adult wearing a skunk suit. You can't take that too seriously or there's something wrong with you. No, you're not hypocritical for laughing at furs, even though you like them too. It's supposed to be fun. If you take the fun out of the fandom, then what the fuck is the point, you know? Next letter we got here. Oh, okay, this one's a little old. Sometimes I'll grab a letter from way back in the pile, and something is in it that's like a little outdated, but I'm gonna try anyway. Just pretend like I'm answering this one a long time ago. Dear 2, I have a slight dilemma that I'd like your opinion on. My best friend, her girlfriend, and I are seriously considering sharing a house together in New Orleans after college. Not because we'd be able to celebrate Mardi Gras every year, but because it's a beautiful city that all of us would feel comfortable living in. I'm not a social person, and my best friend is really the only close friend I have. We both mean the world to each other, and I'm on very good terms with her girlfriend. So I have no doubts about our compatibility as roommates. Living on my own once I graduate is not a pleasant thought. But if we follow through with our plans, I know I'll be supported by people I care about. Obviously, there are numerous problems that we'd have to work through. Part of me is a bit pessimistic, as the best laid plans often fall apart, especially since two of us are still in high school. However, every day I hear about people who are determined enough to get what they wanted in life. If you could offer any advice, I'd greatly appreciate it. From Ryuko in Belleville, Illinois. My answer is no. You should not move to New Orleans, 'cause it's gonna flood. and you will be sad. If that's not a sign you should try living on your own for a while, I don't know what is. Honestly, I've never seen people work in a roommate situation if none of them have ever lived on their own before. It's important to learn that kind of independence first, because if you don't, then you're going to wind up with roommates who won't take out the garbage when it's their turn and leave dishes in the sink for months, especially if they're fucking penguins! If I were you, I'd try spending all the time you can around these roommates of yours first, if you haven't already, just to make sure that you're all going to be, you know, able to live with each other. But don't move to New Orleans, because it's going to flood. And there's going to be looting. And you will be sad. Last letter for this file. Dear Two, I just wanted to say thank you for the shows you did. I listen to them, working my way through the list now, but it was and is very helpful when I get depressed, upset, stressed, bored, lonely, or people are being jerks. So thank you for helping me keep my sanity, strange as that may seem. From June in Santa Cruz, California. June, you are very welcome. Just you. Just my sweet June. You were my inspiration for it all. I did it all for you, June, because I love you. Since the first moment I saw you, I wanted to take you into my bed and ride you like a frothing stallion until morning. There's only you, my beautiful June. Now there, you see what a little thank you'll get? That wasn't so hard, now was it?
I hope June isn't married or anything. I'll probably get in trouble for that.
Anyway, that's the last letter for this file. And if you would like to send in a Dear 2 letter, please send it to dear2@ranting-griffin.com. Do not send it to 2@ranting-griffin.com, because if you send it there, then I don't put it in the pile for the Dear 2 letters. Send it to dear2@ranting-griffin.com. And I'll have more letters for you soon. And remember, until then, never put mayo on a pork chop sandwich.